Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lorman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Lorman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple bunts towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lorman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen who is chasing the ball. Ott reaches third base with a triple. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ott scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy bunts towards the mound. French fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds strikes out. There goes McCarthy. The throw from Hartnett to second, and McCarthy is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lieber. Demery reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball four. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Demery moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mancuso moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to third for the out. Lorman moves to second. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0 for 1 in the game. Camporis strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with French covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Herman scores. Hack moves to third. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Camporis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Collins, for the double play. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lorman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman is 0 for 0 in the game. Lorman bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Lorman moves to third. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0 for 2 in the game. Camporis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman scores. Gallen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripple takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripple moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripple moves to third. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarthy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripple scores. Ott moves to third. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Ott scores. McCarthy moves to third. It's 3-2, Giants. Clay Bryant now pitching. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mancuso is walked intentionally. Sam Leslie pinch hits for Bill Lorman. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. McCarthy scores. Seeds moves to third. Mancuso moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Lucchiazza pinch hits for Alex Camporis. Lucchiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lucchiazza now playing second base. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lieber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herman moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to third. Hack moves to second. Carl Hubbell now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to home to get Herman. Hack moves to third. Gallen moves to second. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hack scores. Gallen moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Giants. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seeds bunts towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. McCarthy moves to second. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mancuso is walked intentionally. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marti pinch hits for Ripper Collins. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Lazzari pinch hits for Clay Bryant. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta pinch runs for Tony Lazzari. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-4 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta now playing first base. Bill Lee now pitching. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiazza hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ripple hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Herman strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallen bunts towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Demery moves to second. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10. With the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards short. Bartel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-5 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-2 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso catches it and throws to second to double up Hack. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lieber moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Demery is called out on strikes. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-6 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 4-for-6 in the game, with 4 singles. Hack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiazza takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk, Ripple bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Chiazza moves to second. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ott is walked intentionally. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lieber hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 4-for-6 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarthy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Demery reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lee, and towards Hack, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbell bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. 1 out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 0 for 7 in the game. Georges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3 for 7 in the game, with 3 singles. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Georges moves to second. 2 outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 4 for 7 in the game, with 4 singles. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Hack reaches second base with a double. Georges scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.